As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here as we discuss, well, a big one. The idea of A.J. Brown being traded for a top five pick in this draft. Would you do it? I would. Hugh would. Kyle would not. Howard Eskin yesterday said he had heard the Eagles had had some conversations about a trade involving A.J.
Conversations. Yeah.
Well, it happens around draft time, but A.J. Brown's the name that keeps coming up here. Would you do it? I would. 215-592-9494. All right, a lot of layers to this. We'll keep taking your phone calls. Egg dishes, your favorite way to eat eggs, the most creative egg dish we hear today, best one that gets us to want to try it on a try day, wins a 4-pack of tickets to the Eagles draft show next Thursday night, the Eagles draft party at Lincoln Financial Field. Doors open at 7 p.m. We'll be there doing a live show. All right, I want to get to Christopher Sanchez in a little bit here in this segment because he was awesome yesterday. And it really hit me where he now, he's moving up a list in Philadelphia sports. We'll try to find the right spot for him on that list coming up. First, back to the phones on AJ and the Birds. Joe and Mayfair. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe. I thought you were a little bit of an idiot earlier, but more and more I think about it. And by the way, hello, Hugh. I haven't heard you much today, so I want to say hi to you, Hugh.
What's going on, man?
Hey, Joe. Go ahead.
We're living the dream. So I'll run this scenario by Kyle. And I know, Kyle, you don't want to get rid of AJ, and I don't either, but in the perfect world, if you can trade AJ to the Patriots for the 4, then you flip the 4 and get a ransom. If Abdul Carter's there and you can get a top 10 pick from the Bears or the Jets and add another 2 and another 2 in another year, because it does take you're going to get a lot for that 4.
Mm-hmm.
If I could trade A.J. Brown and get the 9 pick and their second-round pick and then draft a Williams kid from Arizona and a receiver and get an additional 2 picks for A.J., and gain $25 million in the cap.
You play like 10-dimensional chess?
How he could pull this off?
Oh my God! No, stop.
That's a lot of moving parts.
Keep it simple,
Joe. It is as you would say. It is brain wrestling, but I like the brain wrestling.
No,
but Joe, he is good.
Howie is good at trading the chip. If you have the 4, and a lot of people want to move up and get the 4, you can get a king.
Only got so much time on the clock.
And turn it into multiple picks?
No.
I'm open to doing that as long as I can get that Williams kid from Arizona.
Well, you know what's funny about this, as Kyle screams now? I'm thinking back to Howie, right? And this is how we ended up with Jalen Carter. They pushed that first-round pick back an extra year, and it became Jalen Carter. So, yes. I mean, Joe, and in your idea, we're getting future stuff. Plus, we're turning AJ into a top-10 pick and an early second-round pick, and we have our own 32 anyway. We're getting 3 top 40 players this year.
And if you could do that, and as long as you're getting the kid Williams from Arizona, who is 6'4", 215, who is unbelievable. If you can get a younger version of AJ, pay him less for the next 4 years, and gain a second and have your own late first, I'm willing to do that, but I'm not willing to do it just to get Abdul Carter. If you can turn AJ into three picks, a one and two twos, I'm willing to do that 100%. Because, again, AJ is a great, great player. But you're gonna have to pay Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, you're gonna have to pay Carter. I don't wanna have the Eagles have nothing around this team the next 2 to 3 years. But if you can't replace AJ, you can't do it.
Yeah, you probably can't.
Because the reason you can't do that is because you're gonna double Devontae, who is the Slim Reaper, a big 6'1", 175, 185, and now you're singling the other side. And now you're just playing eight in the box, which is going to kill Jalen Hurts, kill your offensive line, and kill Saquon. If you can replace AJ with that top 10 pick in a younger version of AJ and get two other twos, I'm good with it. Other than that, the answer is no.
Sounds like you're living in fantasy land.
So when we throw this out, so I don't think you are either. So Joe, when we throw this out. You could do whatever you want with the fourth pick, right? Like, we're giving it to Howie.
Correct.
Like, I want Carter or I want Hunter, but that's okay if you don't, right? You just give the pick to Howie and let him figure out. Maybe he trades back. Joe, I think it's interesting. All right, Joe, what do you got for us for an egg dish?
Well, it's the best way to eat. I've never tried it till last year. You got to make the homemade ravioli. You got to put the over easy egg in the ravioli, a little salt, pepper, a little olive oil. Homemade egg ravioli is unbelievable taste.
Wow, I never had that.
Wait,
that
a minute,
sounds
what now?
Homemade egg ravioli, the over easy egg.
Oh yeah, Gordon Ramsay. I learned how to make it with Gordon Ramsay. You open the egg in the middle of a ravioli and you boil them. The taste is unbelievable. You put a little olive oil spread on it with a little bit of salt and pepper. Oh my gosh, it is heaven.
I'm in, Joe. That sounds good. That's a good phone call by Joe. He's giving Howie. It is, whether it's brain wrestling or not, like if we trade AJ for a top five pick, Howie could do whatever he wants with that pick.
But okay, hold on. But then you're banking on all of these different outcomes to work out for you. Like AJ Brown for Abdul Carter, Abdul Carter becoming a great player is a much more realistic possibility than you replacing AJ Brown with next year's pick, getting another great player, and then getting another guy in the second round. That's just way too much.
Sure, it's like splitting your hand in blackjack.
It's even dumber.
Well, you could think of it that way,
I do.
I know. Well, you could do that, right? We're giving, again, I just find it interesting. Not you, Kyle, because you've been consistent on this. 3 days ago, everyone told me Howie Roseman has figured out the NFL draft. Now I'm giving him a huge asset to use in the NFL draft. It's like, nah, it's too risky. Well, if he's figured out the draft, then we should be all into this.
I don't think he has.
Well, I know.
I mean, like, the only way that, like, I could ever be talked into it. Like, if they ended up trading AJ Brown tomorrow, we're on draft day, and they got Abdul Carter, I'd be like, okay, I hate that they got rid of AJ Brown, but
you'll warm up to it.
I can warm up to the idea of Abdul Carter being on the defense.
What'd I tell you, Joe? Didn't I tell you that earlier?
The Carter twins.
I caught it, didn't I?
But we're all going to feel the effect of losing A.J. Brown in this offense next year.
So, okay, let's play off of that for a second. Hugh, you said something the first hour that we didn't really flesh out much. You know, we're anticipating, I think as a fan base, they're going to throw more next year, right? Mm-hmm. Just in general. But you said something in the first hour that maybe the league is changing. And sometimes smart teams see trends.
Ahead of the curve.
Now, last year, the Eagles were ahead of it, right? They they signed Saquon, and they ran their way to a Super Bowl. I know Saquon's not going to be able to run like that every year, but maybe the Eagles want to run their offense running the football more. And in that case,
you don't need the top receiver.
You don't
like
need
that.
Two top receivers.
No,
for that
money. You can win with the Slim Reaper, because I look at it like this, man. I think a lot of times people are reactionary because they hear what's being said and not look at the pieces that are already there. You went out and got AJ Dillon. Now he's been hurt. He had the neck thing. As Kyle, puts his head back, like, what are you talking about? You got two backs in the backfield that they're probably going to play off each other. Saquon Barkley's not going to have the season that he had last year. He's not going to rush for over 2,000 yards. He's still going to have a good season, but it might not be to the volume that it was last year. Mm. But he's still going to be a very serviceable back. Now, still don't know what's going to happen with Dallas Goedert. Still don't know what that is, so that's still in play.
Mm.
You know, as far as the tight end is concerned.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art.
Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
So you and you could still get some pretty good receivers later in the later rounds. Puka Nacua was a late round draft.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm kind of looking at. You know, you could find some late round talent and still be an effective offense.
Oh my goodness.
Your quarterback is the catalyst.
And stop.
I mean, he is the catalyst.
I'm sorry. No, he's not. They were the 29th ranked passing offense last year.
He's the catalyst, though, Kyle. And you're not – see, because you're not hearing what I'm saying. You're going by what you saw last year.
No, you guys are.
No,
you're
I'm
saying
not.
They run the ball. They didn't throw as much to AJ.
You're not listening to what I'm saying.
I'm asking the question if the Eagles want to win a different way now. I mean, you may say they have to do it this way.
Yes, they do.
But you know, but part of the reason we all think they're going to have to throw it more is why? Because the defense is going to be worse.
Saquon's not going
to
be as good.
If I add to the defense, perhaps the defense won't be as big of a drop as we anticipate.
We're adding a rookie to the defense.
I understand that. But right now, we're not adding anything to the defense.
I understand that. So I think they need to, and then you're going to lose on offense, too.
Yeah,
you're going to make both sides of your team worse.
I had some rookies last year that balled out.
Don't care. I mean, honestly, if we lose AJ Brown and you're going to sit here and tell me we got AJ Dillon, that's Super Bowl syndrome to the max.
Well, I didn't say that.
That is not the Super Bowl syndrome.
Yes, it is.
Will Shipley has burst. Okay?
AJ Brown, AJ Dillon. We'll be fine.
See, when I say stuff like that, you get triggered because you're not hearing what I'm actually saying.
Because it's a joke. Like,
it's not a joke.
It is.
It's a tandem running trio.
Dude,
if you want
duo trio, whatever you want to call it.
Put AJ Dillon on the side for a sec because we don't know what his neck.
Please do.
The concept is, what if the Eagles want to run the football now? Then we don't need, like, I've been saying this since the middle of the season. If we are a running team now, it makes no sense to have two receivers at this money long term.
But it makes more sense to have three running backs.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. They were a running team last season.
By accident.
But you know the history of teams of running backs who get that many touches.
Yes.
And what they do the very next season. Don't give me AJ Dillon. We have no idea what he's going to be. You need as much firepower and offense as you're going to get. And by the way, you brought it up. Dallas Goedert's probably going to go too. You lose two weapons on offense.
I understand, but all right. Let me just ask you the question then. Forget all the names. If if the Eagles say to themselves, "We want to run our way to another Super Bowl," you may say it's dumb. Why are we paying two receivers?
I think the Eagles. But you said they ended up stumbling into the running back thing by accident.
But maybe they want this to be their identity.
They did it
now.
As a necessity. I don't think they do.
All right, then.
And even if they do, I think that's the wrong way to go about it.
Well, then maybe
they need to pivot. Like AJ Brown was talking about it himself. They're going to need to change their offense next year. He knows. Everyone with a brain knows they're going to have to change their offense next year.
Yeah, unless they don't. I mean, I don't know. I mean, like,
if they don't, they're not going to be as good.
Right, but bottom line is this. I've compared Jalen Hurts to Russell Wilson at times. The Seahawks were better when they ran the football at Russell, and he was a complimentary piece. They turned the football over to him, and they didn't win as much. Maybe the Eagles look at Jalen the same way. Like, we could win with this guy with defense and running the football. I don't know. I don't know what the Eagles are going to do. All I know is this. If I can get a top five pick for AJ, I'm in. 215-592-9494. Let's go to David in Wilmington, and then we got to touch on Christopher Sanchez and a list he belongs on now. What's up, David?
Man, you guys got Kyle hyped up today, don't you?
It was. I think the Eagles did. We just lit the match here. We told him what was going on. What's up, David? What are you feeling?
He does know keeping AJ Brown isn't going to make Jalen Hurts magically pass the ball better, right?
I'm not sure, actually. Go ahead.
And,
I'm not sure if he knows that. I mean, I understand your point, right? Jalen is Jalen whether AJ is there or not. I mean, he's going to throw the ball well or he's not.
And it's going to cost more than just AJ Brown for the fourth round pick. It's going to probably Dallas Goedert in with him.
It might, and a lot of people have been saying, you know, like that's not enough. I'm just saying, if you could get a top five pick for him, would you do it?
Yeah, I would definitely do it.
Dynamite.
I'm with you. All right, what's your egg dish for Tri-Day?
Nothing beats an old fashioned eggs Benedict.
Eggs Benedict. I was wondering today how many
what
people would, never had an eggs Benedict.
Don't think so.
Look it up, Hugh.
No.
I think Hugh's not an egg guy. I mean, I think we realize
clearly
this.
Not.
I mean, well, how do you like your eggs?
Scrambled.
That's it, straight.
Yep. Boiled. That's it.
Boiled. Ew.
Scrambled and boiled.
Anyone comes with boiled eggs, I'm not voting for it.
I mean, if I had to say how I usually eat eggs, it's usually just regular scrambled. I make it myself. But if I'm out somewhere where someone wants to make me an egg dish, I'll have them a bunch of different ones.
Yeah, by the way, the point about what you said, it's not going to make Jalen Hurts throw the ball better.
Mm.
Do you think Jalen Hurts is going to throw the ball better without AJ Brown? What does he have a better chance? What gives Jalen Hurts the best chance of succeeding on offense next year?
Sure,
AJ Brown, no AJ Brown.
Yeah.
Nonsensical.
Well, but they had AJ Brown and Devontae last year, and they were the 29th ranked passing offense.
They'd probably be 32 without AJ Brown.
Much of a difference.
And they might be a worse running team, by the way.
Maybe, yeah.
Like, AJ Brown takes a
I agree with that.
You can't undersell the impact of AJ Brown on the offense.
I think we need to start looking at Jalen different, too. And I think that's the thing that most people are afraid of, because Jalen's not your traditional quarterback in the sense of the high volume passer and mm-hmm. that cat right there. So I don't think it's fair to look at him and say, well, he has to have this, that, or the third to win, because he's shown that he can win without that. I mean, seriously. And he did throw the ball all around the schoolyard in the Super Bowl.
Played great.
So I think that we have to be open to this offense looking different than it did in the past few seasons that he was here.
I agree with that. I mean, I wonder if the Eagles get to the point where they say our best path with Jalen, we can win with him, is defense, running the football, and Jalen's legs, instead of trying to throw the ball the way we did a few years ago, and it didn't really work out. I mean, I think that is on the table, and if they get a top five pick, I would do it. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. And, of course, a four-pack of tickets to the sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party at The Link, presented by Lincoln Financial Group, next Thursday, this coming Thursday, 6 days from now, April 24th at 7 p.m. Okay, so we'll keep taking your calls and all this, but we got to talk about Christopher Sanchez for a second here. He was awesome yesterday. How about that, Hewitt? He had the most strikeouts a lefty pitcher's had here since Cole Hamels. This guy's becoming a star in front of our eyes.
And it was right on time, man. Mm-hmm. Because coming off of the mound appearance that Nola had the other day, and him coming out and giving you seven strong the way that he did, seven strong. I thought it was phenomenal. It was real. It was what this team needed. It was what this city needed at the right time, especially when you talk about all the vitriol that we had for him yesterday, the Phillies the other day. Yeah, it was right on time. It was good to see.
All right, let me throw this out, because I thought about this as I watched him. So last year, Hugh, the Phillies gave Sanchez an extension on his contract, right? He got a four-year, $22.5 million deal. It bought out some arbitration years, but that's his contract. 4 years, 22, and that's total, not per year. Christopher Sanchez makes 4 years, $22.5 million. He has options on his deal at the end for an extra $14 million and then an extra $15 million. So if they play this whole contract out, he would have a six-year, $51.5 million deal. The more I think about it, I think this has now become, if not the best, right up there as the best contract in the city right now. So, like, you have Bryce Harper, but that's a different kind of contract, mm-hmm. right? That's a 13-year, $330 million deal.
You're talking about the length and the money.
What he meant for the franchise.
Yeah.
That's probably, you know, the most important contract in the city. Okay, put that there. Kyle Schwarber feels like a steal. They got him for 4 years, $79 million. That's mm-hmm. a great contract. I would say on the Eagles, now before last year, maybe a few more of these looked like steals. Now I think a lot of these deals are fair. Like Saquon's deal, they paid him more money, so he gets paid fairly. AJ gets paid fairly. I think Jordan Mailata's got an incredible contract. They get it was 3 years, $66 million for what he is at left tackle. But Hugh, Sanchez might be the best bang for the buck in the city. He makes, on average, $8 million a year. He looks like a Cy Young, or at least an all-star, if not a Cy Young contender.
He was focused, too, yesterday, man. He was doing his thing. And like I said, the biggest thing that jumped out to me, Joe, is the timing. You needed that. You needed – he calmed everything down yesterday. And it was just great to see. The people enjoyed it. The people were excited about it. So, yeah, it was great to see. It was perfect timing.
I just think it's funny because when we usually bring up contracts, we bring up the bad ones, like Tobias, right, back in his time here with the Sixers. When we bring up Trey Turner, we're not usually kind about the contract. Christopher, that's a win for Dombrowski. I mean, Sanchez is he's become for a while now, over a year, a top of the rotation arm. He was awesome yesterday. And you're right about the timing because they had lost. So he's pitched after four Nola losses because he follows Nola.
Mm-hmm.
He's won all his games.
Yeah.
They need it.
You need that.
Yeah, I don't think the Phillies planned that, but it's worked out that he pitches after Nola and he's had to clean up the mess afterwards. I don't know who would be fifth on this list, Hugh, because I was writing down the best contract. So I wrote Mailata, Harper, Schwarber, Sanchez.
I would say, who did you say? Mailata, Schwarber, Sanchez?
Mailata on the Eagles, Bryce, Schwarber, Christopher Sanchez. I'm just thinking like good contracts. So like the team's getting a real good deal.
I would say, and just because of what happened, transpired, Jalen, you know, for the money that you paid the quarterback and him to win the Super Bowl, 2 years after you paid him?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty decent.
So I would say during the season, most people would have pushed back on that. But you look now, I think he's...
Well, that's what I'm doing. Revisionist history.
Well, he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And
don't laugh at that, man. Where
does he rank now? Like 10th in average quarterback salary?
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, and probably, 2 years from now, he'll rank 12th, 13th? I mean, they might redo his deal, but...
Yeah. Like, we're talking about the financial situation for the Eagles. I don't necessarily view Jalen as one of the guys that's like holding things up cap-wise.
Not now. Maybe right. 3 years from now, but not now.
So, I mean, in terms of a quarterback deal,
it
looks really good.
Getting bang for the buck. Yeah, I mean, the Mailata deal was great. The Bryce one is obviously one that changed the Phillies. Schwarber was a steal considering what they paid him. Sanchez, and we could put Jalen in there. 215-592-9494. Brandon in Brookhaven is up. Hey, Brandon.
First thing I'd like to say, give a shout-out to my friends driving home from the Flyers game in Buffalo. They went on a tour trying to find the best Buffalo wing, so just want to give a shout-out to them first.
Did they find them?
Well, they reported back that Anchor Bay was probably the best.
Anchor Bar.
I've been there.
Okay.
Kyle, you're familiar
with
it.
They do have some good wings. Have you ever had them, Kyle, the Anchor Bar?
No, but I know that's like the famous wing spot.
I've been
spot
there. It's a good spot.
Okay. Well, anyway... Now I'm going to rip you and Hugh.
Okay,
this
go for
is
it.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You want to trade AJ Brown for a top pick, which I get that, but you don't know if these guys are going to be available at that spot. Then, not to mention, how did it work out for the Titans? I heard Hugh say that, we'll get another receiver in the second round. Well, the Titans traded for a first round receiver, and it didn't even work for them.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you trade him? He's going to be a dead cap hit. He's given great value now. He's probably arguably a top three receiver in the NFL. He is involved, and you said the running offense? He's involved in that because these guys have to worry about A.J. Brown on the RPO. It just makes no sense to me. I'm on Kyle's side.
I mean, and that's fine, but what about the financials about the situation? I mean, because that's like when
he
I
is great value. Right now, he's great value.
When I'm talking about this, I'm talking about the monetary value as far as, you know, you're going to be in, like, the Eagles probably are in worse cap trouble than we know. And that's kind of how I was looking at it. And the locker room dynamic. And if there's an opportunity to go out and move up and get a guy like Abdul Carter, I don't see a problem with that. Especially when you talk about how much we've lost on the defense. Really don't.
Well, I mean, we're not in the locker room. I think it's overblown. So, but I can't argue that because
you're
not
right.
In the locker room.
And I have been in one. I mean, no disrespect to you, but I have been in one. And I think that when you look at everything that has happened this year, you know, when you talk about Brandon Graham saying what he said, and the fact that this is even a conversation being had, you have to factor in that might be a situation where it's unattainable. They can't fix it.
Then I see them get a touchdown and they're doing a dance together. I mean, we don't know.
Well, none of us know, Brandon.
I disagree with anything you're saying.
These are hypotheticals.
It is all hypothetical. Now, Brandon, your point on value. Look, he's a great player. I don't think this is not about how good he is, but you said value. I mean, they pay him a lot of money, and he does not. Last year, at least, he did not get a big amount of targets. I mean, he just didn't.
Well, do you see how much all these other receivers are now getting?
Right, but if I'm paying
you compared to them, he needs a top three receiver.
But we're saying he's top three, but they don't throw him the ball that much. Not that he's not good. The way the team worked last year, they didn't.
The next year, we change in the offense probably to throw the ball.
Maybe, or we could keep running it
in the Super Bowl.
Well, that's because the team shut down Saquon Barkley. I mean, I think the Eagles went in with the idea they'd run.
Look, now we have an offensive weapon to throw the ball
Absolutely.
To. And that helps with A.J. Brown and the dynamic between a big, strong receiver who can power through you and jump up at the ball and an excellent route runner in Devontae Smith.
Let me ask you a question, Brandon, because I don't have any argument that A.J. is a big part of this team and he helps them win a lot of football games. A year or two from now, and you mentioned the point that they have cap issues down the line. That's why they've let a lot of these guys go on defense. If they have to pay Carter $40 million a year and Nolan $20 million a year and Quinyon $25 a year, I think you'd agree with me, Brandon. Someone on the offense is not going to be here. They're going to have to even it back out. So who's leaving?
Yeah.
Who's leaving?
I don't know, but how he's going to figure that out.
Well, no, but I think what everyone's missing today is how he could wait 2 years and then whoever he decides to move on from, A.J., Devontae, Jalen, they'll get far less than if they do it now. You're not getting a top five pick 2 years from now from A.J. Brown. You might get a fourth round pick.
Brandon, can I ask you a question real quick? Brandon, I'm sorry to cut you off, bro, but can I ask you a question real quick?
Go right ahead.
What? No, I just wanted to ask, what do you think that we feel the genius of Howie Roseman is?
Managing the cap.
Exactly.
And his ability to get ahead of things like this, correct?
Listen, I know you're trying to set me
no,
up.
No, I'm not.
Here,
like, Brandon, I'm not trying to set you on. I'm trying to have a conversation. And all I'm saying is this. Now, I'm not saying that this is real. But just say if it was, don't you trust Howie enough to know that this might be a way for him to get in front of it? Because he's, like, to your point, he sees things that we don't.
Well, also, too, like the 10-dimensional chess caller I heard, Howie's going to be BB, not just restructure Hurts contract, restructure all these contracts.
That's the one. Now, if you wanted to say, like, that was where I was going. If you want to save some money, that's the contract that you probably could restructure, add some more years, and, you know, kick the can down the road. But when I heard this morning, that was one of the first things I thought about. I'm with you. I don't want to trade AJ. I really don't. But
sounds like you do.
But no, when you listen to what's being said and everything that has happened, it doesn't sound as crazy to me as it does to everybody else.
All right, Brandon, what's your egg dish? What do you got? Favorite eggs?
Mine's very simple, and I'm going to try to please Hugh here with the bacon part. But a hard-boiled baked egg sandwich on sourdough bread with bacon. Nice crispy bacon.
Wait a minute, what did you say again?
Hard-boiled egg sandwich on sourdough bread with bacon. Excuse me.
Bacon.
Sourdough?
I'm a sourdough guy, Brandon.
I hate hard-boiled eggs, man.
Yeah, I don't have them often, but I'm in. Sourdough bread, though. I'm in on that.
I don't know if I like sourdough bread.
I'm a big sourdough
I like
guy.
Brioche.
Brioche is good.
Brioche hits hard. Oh,
sweet, yeah.
Yeah,
butter. Yeah, it's good.
With some bacon in the brioche and the egg.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
I didn't change this man's sandwich. That didn't even what he said.
You totally made your own. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls. I'm willing to trade A.J. Brown for a top five pick in the draft, maybe for Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. If they're there on the board, that'd be my stipulation. If they're there on the board, I would trade A.J. for those. You can win draft party tickets for your favorite way to eat eggs. Scott Fransky at noon. Your call's next. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.